Hey, Coach. You guys last year were one of the fastest offenses in the league in terms of plays per game, and this year it seems like you guys have kind of slowed it down a little bit. I know that a lot of it is, you know, situation and scheme and personnel, but can you tell me a little bit about that transition and how it's gone so far?
It's gone well. I mean, we had the ability. We did it last year at the end of the year. You know, we slowed it down, and we had the ability to go fast and slow, and, you know, just look at it, you know, from game to game and, you know, situations and when we want to speed up and when we want to, you know, slow it down. I don't think it's we're doing what we have to do to try to win.
Doug, I'm sure you've been asked this a million times, but we're on the outside and really haven't heard from you on this, but how has the whole sale of the team and the new ownership thing kind of affected you guys?
Well, I don't know if it affected the day-to-day, you know, operation as far as, you know, us trying to prepare to win football games or the players trying to prepare to win football games, but, you know, there's no doubt there's a sense of excitement, obviously not just here for the team, but just the region in itself. You know, having, you know, Terry and Kim, you know, purchase the team and them being so invested in the region, I think that was very important for everybody. So I think from that point, everyone's extremely excited about that.
What's it been like to get a chance to work with Brandon Spikes?
It's been good. I mean, he's really done a good job. You know, he's here throughout the whole offseason, you know, worked extremely hard, really showed, you know, a lot of good leadership ability. And obviously the team voted him for a captain. I think he's come in, he's performed well for us. So, you know, we've been very pleased with him.
See, how do you deal with a player who has an outsized personality like Brandon?
I don't see him as an outside personality. Maybe I have one too, but you know, I haven't seen what I don't know. I don't know what that means. I haven't. He's been great since he's been here.
How I've seen that he's played. I think it's 51% of the snaps this season. How have you used him?
I think we just use him just like, you know, situationally where we want him in. You know, matchups wherever we think he gives us the best chance to win.
Defensively, you guys made a transition from Mike Pettine to Jim Schwartz at coordinator. How's that transition been going for you guys so far?
It's been going very well. Obviously, Jim, you know, is a great communicator and, you know, has done a great job with the coaches on the defensive side of the football and also the players. I think they play, you know, extremely hard for him and understand what we're trying to get accomplished. I think defensively, they're doing a nice job.
The improvements across the board against the run, what would you attribute that improvement to?
Communication, understanding from the players, and you know we have good players on defense.
Doug, what has Pepper Johnson brought to your staff?
He's done a very good job, you know, obviously with, you know, coaching the defensive line, you know, being with those players from a technical standpoint, communicating, being able to help our defense. You know, and I think he's been good for some of the younger players that we have that are coming into this league. I think, you know, we have, you know, three coaches on our staff that have played, you know, over 10 years in this league, and I think that, you know, they're an asset to helping the young guys really know the definition of what it means to be a pro.
And on a week like this, Doug, how much do you maybe tap Pepper's experience in this system just to get a feel for maybe how they viewed you in the past?
Well, I mean, everyone's just trying to win. I think that, you know, I look at it more for, you know, what's on tape. And, you know, obviously I was with, you know, New York, you know, for 4 years. Where, you know, obviously we played against them twice a year. And, you know, I think, you know, you rely on those experiences. But more importantly, you rely on, you know, what you're seeing on the film. And, you know, making good decisions of being able to put your players in the best position where you have a chance to win.
And then speaking of what you've seen on the film, I'm curious your impressions of Tim Wright, the Patriots tight end.
I think he's doing an outstanding job. I think that he's, you know, athletic and vertically, you can get him the football, and, you know, he's really coming on strong. And it'll be a good challenge for us of how we, you know, match up or how we want to play it.
Doug, the Patriots have mixed their coverages, especially with Darrell Revis. When they send him on one player, they did it against Minnesota. They did it again last week against Cincinnati. Going into this game, is it unpredictable to figure whether they would deploy him on Sammy Watkins? And if they did, does that change how you go into the game? Do you have a plan B if that's the case? How does that work?
Well, obviously, you know, Darrell Revis is one, you know, might be one of the best ever, or the best ever, but he's definitely one of the best. And, you know, I think it'll be a great challenge. You know, we'll know, someone asked me the same question today, is, you know, hey, if they match up, you know, is Sammy a decoy, or a question like that? And sure, we're trying to win. And, you know, they have a bunch of good players on defense. So, you know, it'll be a great test for us, you know, to see, you know, where our young receivers are going against the best in the league at corner. So that's how I look at it. I'm not strategically, you know, trying to do anything different. We'll just see how we go out there and play.
So in other words, you don't just go into the game and say, oh, okay, we can't use him today. I mean, you're still going to try and do everything that the game plan says to do. You don't just X off a player, in other words.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to say, hey, I mean, I've gone into games before where, you know, we said to ourselves, wherever he is, we're not throwing. I mean, I'm not going to lie to you from that standpoint, but I'm not going to stand here and say that's what we're doing in this game, yes or no.
I mean, I'm sorry, you said you have gone into games in that way?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, in the past when we played against some cover corners when, you know, Champ Bailey was in his prime and, you know, plays like that, and, you know, even, you know, Revis when he's with Tampa. I mean, you know, there are some situations where we go in and say, hey, listen, we're not throwing over there.
Bill Belichick today compared Sammy Watkins' late catch last week to something that Larry Fitzgerald would do. Is there anything, or does Sammy remind you of any of the upper echelon receivers in the league right now?
I we're just trying to, you know, for him to be the best that he can be, you know, that Sammy Watkins can be. I don't, I think it's very, very, it's too early, and I've said this before, it's too early to put him in a category. You have to, the one thing about this league is you have to go out and hurt it, you know, every game, every play against everyone in this league. He hasn't played, you know, many games.
Why, it seems like Marcell Dareus has taken a big leap this season. Is that accurate?
No.
Okay.
And the only reason why I say that is because, you know, he made the Pro Bowl last year and played extremely well for us, and, you know, he's playing extremely well for us again this year, which is what's expected of him, and he's been doing a fine job.
Is he any more consistent?
From a playing standpoint?
Yes.
He's always been a good football player. I've been saying it all year, even this year, that he's been going under the radar, and, you know, he's been playing well. You know, and I think what you're probably, and I don't want to speak for you, is what you're saying is, you know, hey, any off-field stuff, and he's been outstanding with the off-field stuff, you know, doing everything he possibly can, just doing everything right, being a pro. So, but as far as his play, it's never been about his play.
How do you feel the team has responded to the change at quarterback?
I don't know. I think you have to ask them.
What have you liked about Kyle Orton so far in the one game you saw?
Well, I think, you know, obviously there are things that we need to improve on. There are things that he did well. I just think it's just progress. He hasn't played in a while, and, you know, we're just going to keep working with him.
You mentioned he hasn't played in a while. That would lend one to think it was a dramatic move on your part to insert him in there. Would you agree with that?
I just make the decisions what I think's best, you know, to win. I don't, you know, whatever I have to do for us to win football games, I'll do.
What encouraged you in Kyle's performance and practice to think that he was the guy that would help you win?
Well, he played well. Obviously, he did a lot of good things in practice, you know, and saw the throws that he was making, and we were looking to put him in there and told him that, you know, hey, it's not all on you. You don't have to go out there and win the game for us. We just want you to make the throws you should make.
What's the challenge, from your perspective, for your team coming off a big road win to coming home to an exciting home atmosphere, I would presume? What's the challenge to keeping your team, or how do you approach keeping your team even keeled?
We're not worried about that. We know what the focus is. The focus is on winning a game, and, you know, we can't focus on any of the outside stuff. And, you know, we've been talking to our players about that, you know, all year, you know, knowing that everything, there's been a lot of things going on around us that could snap that focus. And, you know, we have to, you know, be focused. We're playing a divisional opponent in an important game for the division.
would you say in the past, I'm sure that's always been your focus as a coach, would you say in the past, do you feel your team's maybe better prepared to respond to what the message is versus maybe last year when there were times when you stepped back, when you were asking them to move on, so to speak?
I think so because of the leadership of the team. I think we have some good leaders on this football team that I think are doing a very good job.